After the first night, it's the honeymoon, and the problems begin.
Of course.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of Episode 4. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
I'm noticing some things in this. And before we get to one of the things I really like about what I'm seeing on this season is let's talk about the morning after. Because how was this morning after for you on this new season? Anything stood out?
It was quicker.
Yeah.
Because they didn't do the meet the families.
Yes.
And all that time. Just all this extra fluff before they go on to the honeymoon.
Right.
It was really quick. So I was like, okay, I like how y'all are rolling. Mm-hmm. You know, they got through a lot of weddings in the first episode. So they're not, Peacock's not messing around.
Not messing around at all. You did notice that, and I know you must have caught this one. You couldn't have missed this. When Sean kind of sort of apologized for his 69 behavior the night before. And I say kind of sort of, because I never heard him, I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he brought a peace offering, got brought Nikki a morning coffee, which is what a husband should do.
Yeah, peace offering.
And he tells that he needs to back up on the sex talk a bit. You know, he realizes that. He said that the 69 thing, that was a joke, but he needs to back up on that. And Nikki says, she just told us she's not attracted to him physically, but thinks it can grow, which I've always struggled to believe it's possible. But for women, it's possible. I think for guys, it doesn't happen that way. But I could be wrong.
You are wrong. But... it's not a joke. And he knows it wasn't a joke. Oh, it's a joke. Unless you're going to do it.
Yeah.
By the way, CXM says, I like Meet the Family. You know, I didn't dislike it. But here's the thing. It wasn't necessary.
Right.
It really and truly wasn't necessary. So therefore, I'm glad they cut that fluff out. You know what else I like? That they did not even do all the extra fluff of everybody meet down in the lobby. Everybody meet each other.
Going to the airport, you know, video cams and rolling with their luggage. We're on our way to Cancun.
Getting the gift basket. Where are we going?
Yeah.
No, I like go out the door. Tacos and tequila. Tacos and that's what I like. Let's get to it. Let's get to the ish. I mean, think about it. This is episode 4. And in this episode, we not only get the morning after, we get the start of the honeymoon, and we get to a get-together of all the couples.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We're moving. If this was the old format, we'd be on the second or third wedding right now.
Probably.
Right? By the way, Shineske says, at least he's a happy drunk. Yeah, apparently he is, because he's that. CXM says, I'm glad they cut the wedding dress scenes. Yes. Now, Chow Cole says, it's possible to grow from neutral, but not from repulsed. Now that is true.
Okay. So I think we're splitting hairs here, because I would say... Now we're talking about the scale of not attracted. It's neutral to repulse. All I'm saying is, for a lot of men, if we're not attracted to you, whatever level, it's not going to happen. Whether it's neutral, whether she's kind of cute, I don't know. If we're not into you, we're not into you. And I think women have the ability, because they're just better people, the ability to deal with the dude and say, okay, he's not that attractive, but he's a good person. Let me work with him. Let me buy him some nice jeans, get him some chapstick, take him to my barber, and he looks a bit better.
Women like a fixer-upper, right? They see the house and go, if we knock down this wall, and this wall. Fellas are like, you know, this house, there's something about this house. And you're in the house for a minute, and you're like, you know what? This ain't so bad after all.
Yeah. God, this model is old. I need a new one.
You don't like any old models, huh? So everybody that you've ever dealt with, you're just like automatic. As soon as you saw them, oh my God, You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in the world.
Yes. Every committed relationship I've had, I was immediately attracted to them.
That's okay. You didn't answer my question, but I like it. That's good.
I think I did answer the question. Every committed relationship I've had, I was attracted to. We're talking relationships, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Every girlfriend I've ever had, attracted to them first date.
Dee Dee and Buddy too said, but Nikki is difficult too. They are oil and water. Yes, they are. Matter of fact, we're going to stick with them because when we get to the honeymoon, right? As they arrive at the hotel, I'm still a little perturbed at Sean because why are you still asking for kisses? Still? And then when she, they're like, they try to do a fun little selfie video and she's like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And he jumps in and no clothes. What happened to, by the way, 69 people in the live chat. But just like, what a coincidence.
talk about Sean. We got 69 people in the live chat. Right?
What a coincidence. But after saying he needs to tone it back, look what happened. The minute he relaxed, here we go again.
Yeah. It's just, apparently that's just who he is, right? And he's never, and I'll give Sean the benefit of the doubt in this situation. All of his dating that he's done, he could probably do that and kind of get away with it and it builds up into something. To go marrying a stranger, you just can't come at somebody like that, especially if she's not feeling it right away. You just can't do that.
And it's not like he doesn't know. Now, remember, I did mention at first that he looked like he might have been a little drunk the night of the wedding.
Yeah.
So we saw that he remembered the next morning. Went, oh, let me go ahead and set this record straight. However, he stared that thing right off course again. Now, even when they go to the pool, this conversation kind of went a little awkward as Nikki asked Sean what he thought when he saw her. That's a very arrogant question, isn't it?
No, fishing for compliments. Yeah. We all do it.
No, yeah. We don't. We all don't do it. Don't group us all together.
Fishing for compliments. You've never cooked for somebody be like, what did you think?
That's not fishing for compliments.
It is. Because no, if she asked it,
what did you think? If you don't like it, then so be it. So if you ask
anybody, what'd you think of my outfit on our first date?
I've never asked a stupid question like that.
No, I'm just saying, like if someone fishing for compliments, what did you think? First time you have sex with somebody. Hey, how was last night?
I don't ask stupid questions like that.
Just like, she came back. She's a repeat customer.
After which round are we talking? Because sometimes you don't have to ask. You do it right, you ain't got to ask. You know, it's funny because when it flipped around and he asked, she's like, as he's fishing for the same compliment she was fishing for.
Right.
She's like, I looked and I turned the corner and I said, oh my God, what a gorgeous audience.
That was so funny and foul because he said, oh, I thought you were going to say, you know, gorgeous man. And she says, no, I'm not there yet.
It's almost like it's a game for him right now. Like he knows, remember when we would go to the club and every woman always wanted to go give Cliff a phone number. So you and I went, okay, let's see how many numbers we can't get tonight. Let's see how many no's we get. It feels like that's what he wants, right?
Yeah.
Because he knows this, man. They start talking about their old selves. This conversation should be a good one, right? What happened?
I thought so. Because he says that, you know, he was very selfish. And she says, well, what do you mean about that? He goes, well, it's all about me. It was about how I can advance my career, how someone's going to benefit me. I was only focused on myself.
Right.
And I had to make some changes for that. And now he told her in his vows that I have two of everything, planning to have someone else in his life. So he's shown growth, mm-hmm. if you will. He can articulate his growth. Now, when he asked her,
I see what you did there.
When he asked her,
make your man point. Go ahead.
Same question. So Nikki says she's ended every relationship that she's been in, but you know she's grown. And he asked her, "Well, tell me more about growth. Like, what specifically did you do?"
I'm not gonna talk about it here.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about it. I don't know you like that because you haven't grown. That's probably why.
Also, we know you don't know him like that. This is part of getting to know. Getting to know you.
Yes. Yeah. I'm questioning what growth that she has done, because I think anytime we've all made a change and we've grown, you like talking about it. Mm-hmm. I remember when I quit smoking, I tell everybody, yeah, I used to be a smoker 30 years, mm-hmm. you know, or I'm exercising, I'm doing this, I'm into this. You know, you talk about just the things that you've done and gotten better to better your life. If you've gone through some things and had some growth in how you date and choose relationships, and he asks you, well, give me some examples, and you can't, come on.
Sinan's fan says the two, quote unquote, talk like they're interviewing for something all the time. They need to relax. You know, that is a great point, because the way he asked her some of those questions, even she was like, it did sound like an interview. When he says, yeah. Well, can you name a time when you grew and you knew what you grew from?
Yeah. Tell me about a time when, what has been your biggest challenge and how did you overcome that in the last 5 years?
Yeah. Even CXM agrees with you. It was weird that she couldn't explain how she has grown.
Yes.
It's no surprise though, that she used to, that she ended every relationship she was in, right? That was no surprise to you.
Not a surprise at all. She, that's the type of energy I think she gives off. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to know why. I mean, if it's ending because of infidelity or something like that, right on, you know, Nikki, end those. But I'm curious, what were the reasons that she ended it with somebody? Is it something petty? He's only been a director and he doesn't want to be a VP and I don't want that in my life. You know, what does, well,
you know, Penelope says, they're not young. They don't have time to waste, which goes right into the next thing, because at the beach, they seem all happy when they get to the beach.
Yeah.
Then Sean, like, hey, so got a little, you know, testy. You know, things went left on our video diary, and we get a flashback. Now, what did you see in this that escalated for no reason, really?
So it sounds like that she had a conversation with him about saying, hey, you know, I think I probably want to wait, you know, how many weeks did she say? 5-6 weeks to the end of the process before having sex, pretty much. Yeah. Which what I heard exactly was KB saying, hey, so I don't want to have sex until I'm married. And that's her way of saying, what was his name? Was it Devin? What was the guy's name?
I don't even remember.
I forget his name. Anyway. She's not interested in him. And I feel like that's what Nikki was saying is, hey, I want to wait. How many more weeks do we have left? Five, six? I want to wait about 6 weeks before we have sex. That's her way of saying it's never going to happen.
Here's the thing. If you're young, I get that. You're too old to be talking about waiting 5-6 weeks to do it. His name is Desmond, by the way.
Desmond. Yeah.
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 KB. According to Miss Senator, they should just call it quits now. They really should. If you're going to wait till the end of the experiment, just tell me, you know what? Just tell me, let's see if we make it through this experiment and then I'll consider having sex. Be honest. Don't tell me you want to wait a month.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And here's the reality. I think they're both wrong mm-hmm. in how they handled this conversation.
What was the argument about?
So the argument was Sean was upset that, hey, we didn't talk about that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, Sean, you're wrong. She does not have to talk to you and, you know, y'all have a conversation about when she's going to sleep with you. That's not how it works. Right. So he's wrong in that instance.
Right.
But she's not, because one thing I don't like about Nikki is she likes to interrupt and overtalk. And they're doing it to each other. Yeah. So he keeps cutting her off and she's cutting him off. I'm like, how do y'all have conversation mm-hmm. if this is how y'all communicate with each other? And you're both highly intelligent people. that you should know better.
And to that point, he should know better too. Like Mimi says, we don't have to agree for me to see you're not getting the meow.
I don't think that's what she said.
That was a cat slowing down as like a record player.
Yeah.
But basically, that was what this argument is about. By the way, it was Edmund, not Desmond.
Edmund, yes, the realtor.
Yep.
Edmund. Doesn't matter. He still ain't got none, so it does matter.
You know, Sean the whole time saying it's not about the sex, it's about the communication. Lies.
Right.
Because that's not the issue. It wasn't the fact that she came and said, well, we decided that we're not having sex. Because, yes, if she decides she's not having sex, we decided we're not having sex.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
You're not having sex.
Yeah.
Period. There's no conversation about that.
Right. Like Mimi says, their communication is piss poor and very annoying to watch. Indeed, it is, because it's just like, ugh, guys, you're too old to be acting like this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of something that we may end up doing. Let me think on it for a second. But first, quick shout out to everybody rocking with us. Whether you're here right now watching on YouTube as part of the live crew or later as part of the replay gang, do us a favor. Help us get to that 10K subs goal. First, though, hit the like button. If you're not subscribed, go ahead. Please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
Now to the replay gang, we need you to go ahead and do us a favor and hit that hype button. Hype us up a little bit, all right? And to all of our podcast family listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And if you'd like to support in style, check out the merch store. It's over Terrell's left shoulder, and you can get the shirt like what he has on. A shout out to Monica. She changed her YouTube profile pic to be twins with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wearing that shirt. So if you want to be like Terrell and Monica, scan the QR code and thank you in advance for your support. Look, we got to ask this question. And you and I kind of put this down already. I want to put this up and let this poll start rolling. Which couple has the best chance of success? There's what, 6-7 couples? We broke it down to 4, right? Belgially and Mecca, Marissa and Adam, Michelle and Cameron, or Tori and Felipe, right? So there is the poll. Now, if you can take the poll, that would be great. Take the poll, and then let's see who you think will do it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on. Next one. I'm behind here, I'm sorry. Courtney and Nick. There we go. Moving stuff around here. Courtney and Nick. There are issues with these two that I think could be easily solved with some conversation or Nick going to man school. Because that's what she seems to be getting the ick from, his lack of manliness.
Yeah, but I don't believe that that's really the issue. I mean, he couldn't work the espresso machine. He didn't realize it was a twist off on the alcohol bottle. And then he spilled stuff out of the shaker. Nick is smart. Anybody who went to MIT graduated smart. Mm-hmm. So he might not be good at some of that stuff. You know, don't have to be. I can't change your oil. I can take it somewhere and get it done, but I'm not doing it. You know, so
what, he should call, am I not man call room service?
Yeah.
Hey, can you send a bartender up here, please?
Hey, if he's got it like that, hey, what do you want? Yeah, babe, I got it. I need somebody to come up here and make us a couple drinks. Appreciate it. So, yeah, I think she's just being a little petty, but there is, she just seems very bored. Like, she's not getting anything out of this guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, did you catch this? It's like, Nick has one viewpoint of how things are going, and she has the total opposite.
Yes, because she is absolutely bored with this, right?
Yeah.
And he thinks they're having fun. Now, we're bored with it too, like Miss Senator said. They are very boring, because even when they went to the beach, tough watch.
Mm.
Like,
Yeah, they had nothing to talk about. And here's the thing. Because one thing that I have to keep in mind when I'm watching Married at First Sight is at this stage, let's say you've been single 4 years.
Right.
And then now you get married at first sight and you are with somebody 24/7. That's going to make everything heightened. Right. You're going to get annoyed a lot faster. It's going to be get agitated a lot easier. You're going to hear them burp and you're going to be like, oh, God bless them here. This person burped. Ugh. It's going to happen.
Yeah. And okay. So take, for instance, there's a point when they're at the pool next. Right. And she is talking to, I mean, to the point that she even starts stammering. Her trying to explain, what is it? And is there a solution for them? Because we see what the problem is. They just don't really like, they don't bond.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I think that their issue is not that they don't bond. They're not communicating well about what they really feel or what's going on with them. You know, she needs to, all the stuff that she's feeling that she's kind of telling the camera, she should have a conversation with him and say, hey, I need us to have a bit more fun. I need you to let your hair down. I need us to have some fun. I'm a wild person. Push me in the pool or something. Right. But I got to have a little bit more fun than this. And he needs to be able to say what he wants, because I think he's overthinking everything in all his interactions, which I don't blame him because they just seem awkward.
Yeah.
So I could totally see him, you know, I don't know what I should be doing, or if I want to be goofy and silly, is that going to turn her off? Is it going to turn her on? He's just in his head.
He is in his head. But, you know, that boring couple we'll leave alone till we have to talk about them again and move on to a more exciting couple, or at least half a couple. Tori and Felipe. This got interesting really quickly when they're having a conversation. You can see Felipe is a little nervous. Why is he so nervous?
Well, he knows he's about to drop some bombs and wants to see, is this going to derail the honeymoon or is this going to help? Because he wants to be in this relationship where they're open, honest, and share. And I was like, okay, great. Let's see where this is going. And then he asked her about religion.
Yeah.
And she said that, you know, she's a Christian. She has a close relationship with God. And, you know, she just truly believes in that. He says, hey, that's great. My family is Catholic. But I'm the odd man out. I'm an atheist.
Yo, that I thought when she's like, yeah, because you know I'm a Christian, and he's like, oh, okay, you know. And as he's going on this, I'm like, oh, don't tell me he's super religious. Is you know, party hard on Saturday and then go to church and repent for all the sins on Sunday and say and forgive me for what I'm about to do tonight too.
Yeah.
Then he hits us with this. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Which, you know, this is right to be an atheist, but I like how Tori handled it. Mm-hmm. Because she said, okay, well, how would you feel about raising, you know, baptizing your children?
Yeah.
He said, well, I just think, you know, baptism is just putting the baby in water. I don't see the big deal.
Yeah.
So I started laughing. What an atheist would say. Yeah. What's the big deal? We could do that at the house.
that was kind of nuts. That was nuts to me. By the way, Kwu says Felipe looks like Mr. Bean. Do you think so?
Yeah. I can see it. I see it.
Now, here's the thing that, and it felt like it was just, okay, the producers went, yeah, I know the things we need to talk about. We want to make Felipe a little uncomfortable. Because next thing you know, Tori reveals that she's been cheated on before, and her faith is what got her through it. That's a double, because we know he's cheated before. Is he going to tell her? To his credit.
He does, but he told too much, in my opinion.
Okay, what should he have said?
Well, it's great to say, hey, I'm glad you brought up the cheating thing. I'll be 100% honest with you. There was a relationship I was in for a long period of time. I did cheat. I wanted to make it out with a girl. Nothing came from it. I felt guilty, and I swore to myself I'll never do it again, and I haven't. Done. We didn't need the, yeah, she never found out. Actually, she found out after we broke up, but she found out from someone else. And I felt so bad about it that I just totally blocked it out of my mind for 2 years. I didn't even remember it happened. You could have left all that out.
Yeah. I thought as he kept talking, you're putting your foot further and further and further in your mouth. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole he forgot he cheated thing.
Yeah.
That was, thank you, Dee Dee and Buddy too. Dummy. Because why would you say I blocked it out?
Right. It's your past. You know, it's your past. I mean, just let it go. But yeah, you can say, yeah, I did cheat once before and it was bad and I felt bad about it. I said I'll never do it again. You don't have to give her the details.
Mm-hmm. We see the producers try to fake us out and make us think somebody's getting it in, but it's really them eating tacos. And Felipe does ask Tori, what does she expect out of the experiment? Which I think is a great question to ask.
I think it's a great question to ask, but I think he should have asked, what do you expect out of a marriage? In other words, she gives off the I want to be kept vibes.
Mm.
Like she gives that vibe off to me that she's taken care of. Here's why I think this.
Okay, let's hear this.
So when she was telling him about the person that cheated on her,
mm-hmm.
and she said that, you know, I had keys to his place. Mm-hmm. I had the girlfriend credit card. And I was like, wait a minute, that's a thing? Like, ladies, did any of your boyfriends when you're dating give you a credit card that you could use at your leisure? That's somebody who's well taken care of. She had a lot of her stuff there because mm-hmm. she found out he cheated. After she dropped him off the airport, found out he cheated, picked up the girl that called her and told her that she was messing with a man, took her out for a drink, which is gangster, took her out for a drink. There's no way I would go drink with somebody. Hey, dude, man, I was me and your
girl. We were hooking. Liquor helps them speak more, loosen up the tongue. That's why she did it. Come on, girl, tell me everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink from that cup. Like, nope. So I just feel like she wants to be taken care of because she says she left the key. She left the girlfriend credit card down. Just the fact that she says girlfriend credit card tells me I get the vibe that she wants to be taken care of.
Didi and Buddy 2 said never got a girlfriend credit card. K-Woo says I couldn't even get cash. You can't trace cash. You can't stop the cash flow once the cash is gone. Top Light.
Yeah.
I said the same thing to her when she mentioned the girlfriend card. My first thought was kept. But she's the one that's supporting her her sister and all that.
Her sister. But you can still be kept and support your family.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to make it easier to pay all the bills. It makes it easy. You're taken care of, so all the money that you make goes to you and your family, and you're the hero.
True.
You know, but the fact that she said, and the way that she said girlfriend card, as if it's a standard.
Yeah.
It's just normal. Yeah, so I left the key and then the girlfriend card.
Does it come with an allowance?
Yeah.
Now, Mimi says, I've been given money but never had a girlfriend credit card. Must be nice. shout out to Pimp Named Slickback. Thank you for the
always
super chat.
The gems. He always said, with the gems.
I got my girlfriend a Dave and Buster's card. Hey, that counts.
Yeah, I mean, let's give you a little. Here's a $5 Starbucks card. Go ahead and get you a latte, babe. Well, love you. Makes sense. But I'm not gonna be like, hey, so I got an extra Amex. This is for you for emergencies.
Okay. What about food apps? Then would you at least share the food app, your login, so they can get something if they want?
I don't do the food apps.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't do that. I mean, at most it would be DoorDash, but no, you're just not going to rate it. Because then,
oh no, not DoorDash.
We're together. Anything. If you're DoorDashing, we're together for that. Yeah. I don't want to see notifications of DoorDash going to different apartments and addresses that I don't know where those are. No.
Well, actually, DoorDash would be good because you know where the food is going.
Yeah, I'd be like, no.
If she just drives to pick it up, you don't know. So. It's a great way to keep tabs if she's not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Marie says the girlfriend credit card might be why he felt he could cheat. That, you know, okay. And that's a good point because remember the movie Jennifer Lopez, Enough?
Mm-hmm.
The first time he put hands on him, he goes, what? I can't do that? Because he was taking care of everything. And people sometimes feel if I'm taking care of everything, I can do whatever I like. And this is why... You know, there are a lot of women who won't be completely dependent on a man.
Totally get it. I totally get why. Just because you're paying all the bills, she stays home. This isn't the 50s. You have a right to do and say and treat her however you want. No.
Right. Exactly.
Not different day and age.
Different day and age. We know better. Do better.
Yeah.
Marissa and Adam, who, by the way, are part of our poll. The poll is up. I put it up on YouTube. So the poll is up there right now. And right now it looks like Michelle and Cameron are leading, but it still goes. Which couple has the best chance to survive? Belle, Julie, and Mecca, Marissa and Adam, Michelle and Cameron, Tori and Felipe. We'll get to those results a little bit later. Marissa and Adam, anything you seen from these two as they're sitting on the beach eating chicken wings?
No, you know, one thing I see about this couple, they seem a little bit more further along when it comes to the intimacy and the closeness and the affection, calling each other babe and pet names and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. What'd you think of when the drink showed up?
Yeah, I mean, he has her tasted for him to make sure there's no alcohol in it.
Right.
I thought that's weird. Okay. Like, is she going to be your taste tester every time?
But, and here's my, do you not know what you ordered?
Right.
It was, what was it, an iced coffee?
Iced coffee. Taste it. What alcohol are they going to put in iced coffee?
Oh, I know what they can put in there.
Yeah, no, there's something you can put in it, but you taste it.
Yeah, you immediately. Know. And she gave it to him, so that means it was the iced coffee. If she kept it, then...
Yeah.
You know, he thought it was a mudslide. That's what it was. No, it wasn't. You were good. There were other things that they talked about. And I wonder if Adam told us that they sealed the deal. There was something he said in there. Did you get that feeling?
There was a comment that he made
about being something. Tossed around.
Yeah. Remember last night? Mm-hmm. But we don't know what that means. They could have been playing.
Oh, come on. They we know what.
Could have been wrestling.
When's the last time you told somebody how, well, you didn't say that when I was tossing you around last night and you meant wrestling?
It's been a long time since I tossed somebody around. So. Got a bad back.
Like Cable said, he said he smacked it, flipped it, and rubbed it down. Oh, no. Millicent says perhaps he's a recovering alcoholic and didn't want to backslide. No. He just doesn't drink.
He said that. He's not an alcoholic. He just, he realized he has goals for himself and seeing all his friends drinking on. So he's like, I don't want to do that. I'm going to focus, lock in. And then when I'm ready to retire, he'll probably go back to, you know, having a little pina colada.
Mimi says, I guess Adam thinks they'll spike his drink everywhere they go. Maybe because they're on vacation at the beach, he's like, well, maybe they thought, or maybe it's a controlling thing. And maybe he did that to see if she would, are you going to taste my drinks whenever, or do whatever I want? That could have been the baby step.
Could be. Could
be. That's a big assumption, but yeah.
Maybe he has trust issues with brown people.
Mm-hmm. Cable says, does he have his friends taste test his drinks for him as well? Well, according to Terrell, only if they're brown people serving them.
We're at a Mexican restaurant? Taste this.
We're at a soul food restaurant? Taste this twice.
Yeah, taste it. No Hennessy in that, right? There's no Hennessy.
Oh, my God. Hey, Dina the Explorer is pointing out something. Those chicken wings were fried. For the healthy man that he is.
You're on vacation. You're on vacation. Okay. Yeah, you're going to have cheat meals when you're on vacation.
Okay. That's what it is. Next couple that's also in the poll, Michelle and Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
They have a very serious conversation as they're talking about Michelle's fertility issues.
Mm-hmm. Thought it was a good conversation. I mean, I'm sure that has to be hard for Michelle to talk about with every new partner, every new relationship you might get in. You got to have that conversation. She knows that she wants to have kids. And I felt like Cameron handled that well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he was really listening to her, was engaged, and he was like, yeah, that's. Because, I mean, a lot of times people say, yeah, I'm going to get married, and then by 25, I'm going to have two kids, and then this, and you just never know, you know, what could be in God's plan for you, or might not be in the plan for you. So I thought Cameron handled that really well.
Yeah, a lot better than what the producers tried to make us think in the preview, like he was going to say something crazy, which that didn't just even, because, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't she freeze her eggs?
She did. Okay. She did freeze her eggs, but they're not going to, she's at least I haven't heard her say that she froze her eggs so she could have a surrogate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear her say that. I think she still wants to have them. And she was in the conversation with Cameron. It was, you know, getting pregnant and, you know, making it full term. There's a lot of risk
in
that.
T-Time says he handled it well. He had more of a personality this episode. He did.
Yeah.
And she seemed into him a lot more this episode. And like Paris said, the preview Netflix did made it seem like Cameron was out based on her fertility, which that's why you can't take what they put in the previews seriously. You got to take it with a grain of salt, right?
That's why I don't watch the previews.
Oh, come on, man. You got to at least.
I don't watch the previews.
Yeah. He's
every
like,
season, every season you give me hell, but I don't watch the previews.
You're like Adam with the alcohol. No alcohol, no previews. I got you.
No previews.
And so even with this thing, they talked about what about potentially having to adopt. She didn't even talk about a surrogate. She's like, that costs too much. Let's just adopt. And Cameron is like, hey, well, I got an adoptive sister I love, so sure.
Yeah, love that.
Mm-hmm. Next couple, Belle Jolie and Mecca. These besties were having, first of all, am I the only one that noticed that mosquito that tore Mecca's left shoulder up? That thing was bugging the crap out of me on my TV. I'm like, why is this? Okay, never mind.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I did. And the problem is once you see it, and if you go back and look at it, you can't unsee it. That's the problem. So if you missed it the first time, do not go back to look at that scene. But what's going on with Belle Jolie? She sounded like Courtney right now. Why is she talking about him leaving?
Well, I don't know why she's bringing that up. I feel it's way too early for that. But also, I think that she's attracted to Mecca, right? And he claims he's attracted to her, but he's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not making any moves on her. He even says, it feels like, you know, kicking it with my best friend. I would never use that when I'm trying to date somebody. If I'm trying to date somebody, I don't use friend. I'm like, I have a date with a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. Somebody like that. I'm like, I have a date with my friend. Mm-hmm. No. You know, so he's giving off like a friend vibe. And so I'm sure she's feeling a little confused.
I'm gonna tell you what gave me friend vibes where's the juice vibes is the simple fact of they decided to call themselves Becca. I get it's the in thing to put the two names together and decide that, oh yeah, this is the name, you know, after Bennifer, you know, but Becca is just, at least Bennifer is not a real name yet, but.
Brennity. Remember Brennity?
Brennity's another one. Yes.
Yeah.
Not a real name, but this one, Becca. Here's the thing. Cause Mimi's pointing this out. Belle Jolie is telling Mecca, let's make this Becca thing right. Make a move. Look, I'm ready to take this from friendship to relationship. It's going to happen. She's not saying we wait until the end like Nikki and Sean. Here's what I want to do. But I need the man to take the lead. I like to follow, so I need the man to take the lead.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm at this point, I'm questioning when they're on the boat, I'm questioning this. Is he attracted to her?
Right.
You know, I mean, at the wedding, he made it seem like he was when he's talking to his boys and to his dad.
Yes.
But I'm like, is he really attracted to her?
Right.
You know, maybe not. Maybe she gave him the ick, you know, that first night. Who knows?
Or Miss Senator says, is he still thinking about the kiss on the cheek? I blame his ignorant father. No, you got to blame him because she literally told him, hey, all this is yours. All you got to do is take it.
Come get it.
What did you when a woman says that to you?
Go get it. You lock in. That's what you do. You lock in because it's going to be a long night.
Oh, my God. And remember, she was talking about the whole matching outfits and all this other stuff, too. CXM sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The next couple, which I thought this was going to be a good couple, too. Caitlin and Devin.
Yeah.
Everything was fine when they were at lunch. Everything was fine when they went into that swimming hole, that place that I would not jump into, not with the water looking like that. I need waves to at least be washing all that stuff away. Everything was fine when they sat down to eat after that. Until.
Yeah.
They really started talking about their own personal traits.
Right. Yeah. So Caitlin, very independent, likes her space. And he says, hey, well, I envision being in a relationship where my partner's with me and we're doing stuff. She's like, I can't be with you 24/7. It's like, he didn't say that. But you also have to, I think Caitlin has to say, you know, I have to compromise. Mm-hmm. You just can't get into a relationship. Hey, just look, I'm not this, so you're going to have to deal
right
with that. That's BS. That's not how a relationship should work.
Here's the thing. Thank you, Mimi. I was rooting for these two, but
me too.
If that's the way you're starting off, then one, either you're not ready for a relationship or this is not your person. Because right. I was never a PDA person. I met my wife, I'm PDA all day. She got to say, get off me. You know what I mean? Get off me. I'm with you, Miss Senator. She shouldn't have gotten on the show. If this is the way you're going to be, you're going to be this rigid. This is why you're single. You come to try and do something different. This is why you say I do at the altar, right? And it's coming off a little rigid there. And it's like, I think she proves that. Because that night, when they're showing us them talking about waking up at 8:30 to go to the gym, first of all, I'm like, 8:30? Get your ass up a little earlier. But I know they're on vacation.
They're on vacation.
I got up at 5:30 on vacation. I slept in.
Nerd.
All last week. Hey, by 5:45, I'm out walking. But I was wondering why they're showing us this. And then the next morning, you see her going to the gym. I'm like,
yeah. Well, this was messed up. She told him, hey, I'm going to set the alarm. I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to keep you till you get up. We're going to go to the gym together. He was looking at that as a bonding moment. Let's go work out together because he likes to work out. She likes to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Great. She decides to go work out on her own. Now, had she said the night before, hey, babe, I know you want to work out with me, but remember I was telling you that I need some alone time every now and then? Mm-hmm. I just want to have a couple hours to myself, me in the gym with my AirPods, and then I'm going to come have breakfast with you. You good? He would have been fine with that.
That's all it takes. Communication, right?
Yeah.
Because like Mimi says, I understand needing me time, but you came on Married at First Sight. I need to get to know each other. Now, this is where I got to stop you, Mimi. There's no me time right now. No. There's always me time. Right?
No. I agree with Mimi here. Because Married at First Sight, you meet your person at the altar, and for the next 7 days, you're with each other 24/7. If you've not been around somebody that much, that's a lot.
That's a lot
of time to be around somebody. Now, could you go to the bathroom by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Could you say, hey, I'm gonna go take a walk around the complex, you know, by yourself? Sure. But you are still with somebody 24/7. If you haven't had that, that's a hard thing to go into on Married at First Sight. So she shouldn't have signed up. If you like your independence and you don't like to be around somebody that much, don't do Married at First Sight. Do like Love is Blind or something.
So you say you got to be around them 24/7. So in the bathroom too, I know you don't like, you know, you like, hey, you go use the bathroom down the hall. Is that the me time you're letting her have?
That's around them 24/7. Around them. I didn't say you're going to be sitting next to them 24/7, but around
you sitting on the sink. Like she is.
Yeah.
And tacos tearing you up, ain't they?
Hold my hand. Help me push through.
Look, all the ladies in here saying that she shouldn't have done the show. They agree with you in that she shouldn't have done the show.
Yeah.
And Mimi says, okay, there's me time, but she's being extreme.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's like, if it's, hey, but he's an athlete, so, you know, he works out too. So does she think he'd be insulted if she has to go to the gym by herself?
I don't know, but I think she just woke up and was like, ugh, I need to go by myself.
Yeah.
And that's great. Tell him that.
Right.
You could even woke him up and be like, hey, I know I said to wake you up that we'll go to the gym together, but you mind if I just do this workout alone and we get breakfast after? Okay. Well, go back to sleep.
Even tell your bullshit ass lie. Hey, I don't really want to wake you up. You look so peaceful. I'll be back.
Leave a note. Good morning, handsome.
Something.
Didn't want to wake you up.
Because
you look so peaceful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At least tell
him. He'd have been fine. He wake up first. Oh, look at that.
Where does mother? Oh, baby. Hey, Miss Senator says she has an attitude like her father. Yeah. Kitty says she's dad's mini me. And the Dime Diva says she is ridiculous. This is the time to get to know your partner. There's plenty of time for the me time.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I get, but still. Jojo says Caitlin is definitely putting 20 on 10. She was hoping he didn't wake up. That's exactly what it was. She probably hit that alarm so quick. Gow! That thing barely got the buzz. Her ass was tiptoeing while getting dressed.
Yeah.
Now Lisa says, true story, she had to poop.
Could be. Everybody does it. Everybody poops. Could have been a valid reason to say, hey, I'm gonna go take a lap. Mm-hmm. go use the bathroom in the front by the front desk of the resort.
How long you gone determines whether you falls asleep or not. By the way, Coach Run says, when I do my 3 hour long runs, that's my me time. And that's what I said. I was about to try to ignore that. Three hours. Shit. I need to know, how far are you running in that 3 hours? He says, that's my me time. When my wife goes to the gym, that's her me time. So is she in the gym for 3 hours so that y'all have equal me time? Or are you going on these 3 hour runs so you have more me time?
Yeah. I don't know. But get your run in. I mean, I've never got the runner's high. I hate running.
I applaud everybody who does that, who runs, who loves the distance. I hate long distance running. I get bored. That's why I didn't do cross country. The runner's high? Yeah, that doesn't exist in my world.
Never had it.
Ever, ever.
I've done one half marathon. I said never again.
Yeah, I know better. Danny M says, the last married at first sight person who went to the gym solo stole a wife. Y'all leave.
Hey, but you know what? They're about to get married.
Right.
And they are happy as hell. So.
Mm-hmm. Wait, right. Did I see something that they postponed it or something? Or this I don't remember.
I don't know, but I know they haven't broke up. Yeah. Still getting married.
Still together, yeah.
Still going.
Yep. You even see that night when they're getting ready to go to meet the other couples. You can see they're still issues. There's cracks in the foundation. She's getting agitated, but he's just asking simple. And even he's like, oh, well, yeah, I don't want to get cussed out.
Yeah. He's just annoyed. I mean, she's annoyed. So
I'm not tiptoeing around you after 4 days.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Coach Run says, I do about 60 miles a week. She's in the gym for a good 2 hours. Okay. But six, I'm stuck on the 60 miles a week. I don't even drive 60 miles a week.
Goodness. All right, swole mates. Swole mates.
Well, he's running, so, you know, runners aren't necessarily, but yeah, 60 miles?
Yeah, kudos, man.
Hey, yeah, for real. Give it to you on that one, because I can't do that. Like I said, I barely can drive 60 miles. The get-together. Everybody gets together. All the couples come in. Notice the first two couples, like, we ain't waiting for nobody. Let's get our drinks.
Yeah.
What else did you notice from this get together?
First thing I noticed as the couples all start to show up, Courtney and Felipe, they have a really good conversation. Courtney's like, finally, somebody that has some energy, some excitement, because Felipe is a lot. He's someone that would be a great friend to have. Go with him to a party. He's going to wind up making friends with everybody in there.
Yeah.
He'd be the coolest dude. Nick, that's not his strength.
No.
So I did notice that.
You said earlier that they would have been an interesting couple, Felipe and Courtney.
Yeah, I think it'd been an interesting couple. But I don't think it would work out because Felipe would cheat on her. He would totally cheat on her.
And she'd be waiting for it.
Maybe he ain't gonna be around long. Yeah, he would. One of them after work parties. Yeah. She's going to bed early because she has shit to do in the morning. She's not a big partier.
Yeah. The thing I didn't notice after watching the couples for a while, Felipe tells Tori he thinks Nick and Courtney is a couple that won't make it. Like, he's already judging, which is actually why we didn't put them in the poll either.
Right.
Because we can see it.
We got some concerns.
What's funny is that before they got there, or I think when they first were getting there and talk, Felipe told Tori that the guys didn't have faith in him.
Yeah.
That he would even make it, and that how happy they are now, so great. Now, of course, your favorite question comes up. Did anybody do the do?
Yeah.
Marissa says skip, so all the women assume that she did it. And Adam says, I don't kiss and tell, so all the guys assume that he did it.
Right. I hate this part. I hate they do this every single time. It's like, you know, guys are holding up like a bunch of 18-year-olds the day after prom. So what happened last night? What did you do? Who cares? Y'all are too grown for that. I'd expect that from Love Island. I just hate that they do this in Married at First Sight.
You know, that's bad. I'll tell you what's worse. Mecca. Did you catch as he's describing how him and Belle Jolie were kissing and making out? Why are you giving so many details to a bunch of dudes about you and your wife?
Yeah, he could have said, hey, we had an intimate moment. But yeah, she started kissing me on my neck and I started kissing her on her neck. And it's just odd. It's almost like you're trying to prove something.
When one of them guys is like, okay, and what part of her neck did she really
what
like?
Part of her? That's what logic is doing. Logic is.
No, logic would be like, did she like nuts? If you see the video, you know what we're talking about. Now, the points of friction is something else that came up.
Uh-huh.
And I like that they kind of did this and had everybody kind of talk about what it is, right? Devin talks about Caitlyn's super independence. And I like Felipe's advice he gave him.
Yeah.
Because Felipe's like, hey, it's 4 days, man. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Yeah. Do the coach run, not the Yanni.
Right.
You know, don't go for that short run and stop. Go for the long 60 miles a week.
Well, I think the problem is that they're comparing each other, because if you even saw the build up to the get together, they're asking each other like, so, you know, I want to see how the other couples are. I think we're probably going to be better than all of them were or most connected. And so they're seeing how Marissa and Adam are very affectionate, touchy feely. Mm-hmm. And so now they're feeling like, oh, I'm not getting something, but it's only been 4 days.
Right. Here's the question, though. I thought it was a flag, but I want you to tell me if it's a flag. And I'd love for the live crew to let us know in the chat, right? Because Caitlin is saying that dating a kind human is a learning curve for her. Yellow flag, orange flag, or red flag? I'm not even putting the green in there because this is not good. It can't be.
I have decided it's red flag for me. Yes. If I meet somebody and they tell me all their past relationships, they were assholes, they were abusive, they were this, I will not date that person. Mm. Because if everybody you picked is that way.
Now, what
common denominator?
Everybody.
If it's one thing to say, hey, you know, when I was in college, I had this one relationship and they were an asshole. But then all your other ones were fine. Mm-hmm. Great. All I'm saying is if it's a pattern of everyone you've been with is a problem, or they're not nice to you, don't treat you really well, and you keep dating these people for years. Yeah. I was with this person for 2 years. So did they treat you like shit the last month of the 2 years and that's when you ended it? Mm-hmm. Or were they treating you like that from the very beginning? So for me, red flag.
Yeah. And we've seen red flags around there. And even K-Woo says a therapy flag. And Mimi says she needed to heal before coming on Mavs. You see Anitra coming with the red flags, Miss Senator with the red flags.
Yeah.
Coach Ray says a whole damn stop sign.
So we pass flags with that comment. Yeah, true.
It's a U-turn.
Yeah.
I think, so this T-Time says, wow, so she's so used to bad boys, so this is why Devin's behavior is foreign to her. Not only foreign, it to her is coming off like a flag to her. Why does somebody like me so much? Why does somebody want to be around me so much? If somebody being nice to you is uncomfortable, then you need to learn how to change that in the sense of stop hanging around the assholes who've been doing you wrong all along, because that's not going to do you any good.
Right.
Gina says Nikki and Sean are too old and too educated to hang out with the rest of the cast. Gina, maybe your TV is clipping out on the parts when Sean is talking, because he's definitely not acting too old or too educated to be hanging out with. He's acting younger than them with all his 69 and no clothes. It's too much. Speaking of which, we now get to talk about them because Sean talks about the diary cam situation. The guys, it's interesting because I think they talked about it, but it didn't seem like a whole lot. And he had more to do with it than Nikki did.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny because the way Nikki described that conversation is to me is a little bit different than the way Sean described it. Because, you know, Sean's letting her know about the diary cam and how long that took. But Nikki made it seem like, yes, we had this issue, but we've learned that we had to communicate. And, you know, he's starting to, he'll listen to me the next day and say, hey, I thought about what you said. And, and I want to be your soft place.
Yeah.
And all that. So maybe it's still like they're having these really bonding type conversations. Now, maybe they are, and we just don't see it.
That's when the liquor wears off. Because it's the next morning. You know, when you wake up and, you know, the fog's gone from your eyes. Oh, God, what did I say last? You know what? Hey, baby, I'd like to be your soft place. Would you like to meditate with me? Because now she really did put a positive spin on it. I almost forgot that they had an argument the way she put it. Because now he meditates every day. Now he's got me meditating. I'm like, oh, this sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Courtney, happy to hear the other people have issues because she's not feeling the vibe with Nick. And Nick is just, this conversation that she's having, who was she having that conversation with? Was it Caitlin?
Caitlin.
And she's trying not to talk so Nick can hear. Nick comes and sits right next to her and the conversation has to stop immediately because she's talking about him.
She's like, talking about him, but also she's feeling smothered.
Mm-hmm. And then he's
because what did she? How many times has she said, "I just want to blow my own brains out"?
Mm-hmm.
She made that comment twice.
That's bad.
Yeah.
So this is not looking good for them at this moment, right? Shout out to Nitra, thank you for the 10 jewels. The thing about it, we've got the poll up. And I want to see how this looks right now, because we've been asking which couple has the best chance to survive. I did see a question in here that asked about why is a couple missing from the poll? No, we picked the ones that we just went, okay, which are the four strongest at the moment, right?
Right.
Because we couldn't put all six in there, so all seven or how many ever they are. So the questions were, the options were Belle, Julie, and Mecca, Marissa and Adam, Michelle and Cameron, and Tori and Felipe. Now, here's the thing. About 15 minutes ago, 15, 20 minutes ago, Michelle and Cameron were way in the lead. Mm-hmm. Right now, as we get ready to end it, Tori and Felipe at 35% have the best chance to survive.
Mm.
You agree?
Well, as of right now, yes. The fun happens when they get back from the honeymoon and they have to like start, you know, blending their real lives. That's when you start to see some fun stuff, because I'm betting that Felipe's house, he looks like somebody whose house is disgusting.
I could wait to see. This amber green face one, $2.
Wow. What the hell was that?
So $3. Yep. Okay,
Cesar, congratulations. How? You've got a tab open.
Yellow one, sweetie. Yellow with this black face one.
Hey, let's be glad it's not one of your other websites.
Oh, that I don't know what that happened. I was like, what in the world is that? And it was so loud. I'm thinking, I'm like, is this you? Are you playing the video?
That would have been so funny. It's one of the other videos. Ooh, I'm here to fix your plumbing.
It was some random TikTok thing that just popped up and just started playing. I was like,
oh my God. Well, look, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Help us get to our 10K subs. Just hit that subscribe button and make sure you hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Tomorrow, we are back. Julie said, well, I joined at the right time. Boom, chicka, boom, boom. Yo, top line, the panic on Terrell's face.
Trying to be professional. Trying to be professional here. They want to mess up the pot.
Make sure you figure out where that is so it doesn't pop up at a meeting. Sinan's bands, how much I get for $10? I'm Yanni Root. Good.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.